I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With dictator Muammar Gaddafi nowhere in sight, Libya is making plans to rebuild. Rebel leader Mustafa Jalil recently promised that Libya will be led by a more moderate Islam, but also pledged loyalty to Sharia. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says,
Sharia law is definitely not moderate Islam if it's enforced like it is in many Muslim countries.
Christians are concerned.
It was very difficult, obviously, under Gaddafi, but nobody is quite clear what the future is. We're just praying that the radical Muslims don't seize control. Then we know it would be open season on the Christians.
Next, Nepal's outgoing prime minister's parting shot was in opposition to the nation's anti-conversion bill in support of minorities like Christians. Open Doors' Carl Muller says if the anti-conversion bill passes as written, the law would severely regulate evangelism. It's part of the drafting of a new constitution, which is due to wrap up in November. Ironically, Christians have found unexpected advocates.
We're actually fighting with those that would promote a greater, more open secularism. Where Christians are a minority religion, it actually serves to the strengthening of the church to have a more secular approach to issues of religious liberty.
And monsoon rains continue to rip through India. Many parts of Orissa state are flooded. At one point, over 650 villages were submerged. The rains have done damage to ministry, including the Ministry of India's Children. The group has an orphanage and school in Orissa. Although the rain doesn't seem to have flooded the schools, it's damaging the boundary wall around the property. The school needs $13,000 to help protect kids as they learn about Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, a Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a great missions resource. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.